Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Bible describes Rebekah's delivery, quote, "When her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red. He had like a hairy garment all over, so they called his name Esau," end quote. Genesis 25:25. Wouldn't that be a shocker? I was born with red hair, although with little to show for it. But red hair like a fur coat? No wonder he spent most of his life out of doors, becoming, quote, "a skillful hunter, a man of the field," verse 27. The domesticated life of Jacob, quote, "a mild man dwelling in tents," quote, was not for him. Esau might be translated rough, and the name fit the man. But later, Esau's name was changed to Edom, meaning red, verse 30. And that's the point of this story. We're let in on an unfortunate family secret. As the boys grew, the parents picked favorites. We're told Rebekah loved Jacob. Worse than that, Isaac favored Esau for a superficial reason. Quote, "Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game," verse 28. Playing favorites never turns out well. In this case, it almost ended in murder. So how did Esau get the nickname Red? Jacob had just cooked up some lentil stew when Esau returned from hunting, exhausted and ravenous. He asked for a bowlful, and Jacob offered to trade it for Esau's birthright. This included being particularly consecrated to God, Exodus 22:29. Receiving a double portion of the father's goods, Deuteronomy 21:17. Governing the family, 2 Chronicles 21:3. And most importantly, having the honor of conducting the service of God with the family, Numbers 8:14-18. Melodramatically, Esau says, "I am about to die, so what is this birthright to me?" Genesis 25:32. The trade was made, quote, "Thus Esau despised his birthright," verse 34. Red alert! It's a terrible thing to despise God's gracious favor. Do we?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.